This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Today we kick off 2012 with a broadcast Nostradamus might appreciate. We'll get predictions from some of our favorite guests on the things we use every day. Technology, automobiles, books, and the internet. We'll start off with computing and technology. 2011 was another banner year for personal computing. The explosion of cloud technology, the mainstreaming of the tablet computer, the death of Steve Jobs shortly after the birth of his iPhone brainchild, the personal assistant named Siri. Here to contemplate what might be the next big thing is Rob Fleischman, computer scientist, serial tech entrepreneur, and our helpful explainer of all things technology related. Rob, Happy New Year. Great to have you back.
Thanks. Happy New Year to you. It's great to be here, Virginia.
Did you bring your crystal ball app?
I'm still working on that one. They're easy to develop, but hard to get right.
Well, let's try and get some things right today. Let's start with the tablet, which became pretty ubiquitous in 2011. Is that trend going to continue in 2012?
I think tablets are great. Today, you have really five or six great choices. You know, the Galaxy Tab, of course, Apple's iPad, the Kindle Fire, the Barnes & Noble Nook, the Sony Tablet S. They're wonderful. I tell everyone who comes up to me and says, you know, I'm looking for a new computer, to get a tablet.
No kidding.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that laptops and desktops, you know, are really dead for most people these days. I think if you're someone who goes to work or perhaps a student, someone who has to author a lot of new content, I think desktops and laptops still apply. But for normal people at home, I think tablets are the way to go.
Really? Well, this morning we had our what we did on our holiday vacation talk, and we talked about having seen iPads being used to check in at airports, on-screen coupons being scanned in stores. Is there a threat to those who don't have access to or who are not embracing this new technology being left behind?
The cost of computing is constantly dropping. I think that tablets, I encourage folks to get them. I think they're wonderful. I think they're really a great answer for portable computing. You know, bringing them shopping, having them in your car, having them in your briefcase or purse, it's a no-brainer.
Well, I know you're an Apple guy, but is there any comparison to the iPad?
I think the iPad is becoming the iPod of tablets. I mean, when you think about a portable music player, people think iPod. And I think the iPad is firmly in that place. It's not that the Galaxy Tab or other the Android-developed tablets are bad. I just think they have tremendous market dominance. I think it's going to continue. I think if I were to guess, Apple will come out with new form factors for the iPad. Maybe it'll be a small one, a medium one, maybe a large one. I think all that's coming. And just like, you know, today with iPods, you can buy all sorts of different sized ones with different capabilities. I think that's coming.
Well, let's talk about the smallest computer that many of us now own, our smartphones. Anything coming our way with smartphones this year?
Smartphones are exploding. Smartphones are ubiquitous. I think everyone's going to have a smartphone. I remember a few years ago, it was neat and novel to have a phone that you could do texting on, you know, with a keyboard, with a slide-out keyboard. Those were the hot phones. Now they're smartphones. But, I mean, look around it. It's very simple. I mean, you can even get yourself an older iPhone, maybe a 3GS for under $100. And a lot of the wireless carriers, you can get a very functional Droid for free. So I think everyone's going to have a smartphone over the next 12 to 24 months.
You work in the field of internet infrastructure, and I guess you're projecting a kind of a major shift in the way consumers connect to the internet at home. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. This is something I would say is a 2013 technology, but I think it's coming in 2012. And that is the idea that at home, using wireless technology to connect to the internet. So right now, most people have a cable modem or a DSL modem somewhere in their house connected to some wire, either from their telephone provider or their cable provider. And that's how they get internet access at home. I think that's going away. I think you're either going to replace that device with a device that has an antenna. So you'll connect wirelessly to your cable operator or telephone operator or wireless provider. Or in some places, it'll just be your phone itself, meaning, you know, Virginia, you walk into your apartment, you put your phone down on the kitchen table, and all of a sudden your laptop computer sees the phone, connects to it, and that's the internet connection. Hmm. So you literally are traveling with your internet connection everywhere you go, kind of like a hotspot. I think that's really the future. I think that wireless connectivity is going to get faster. It's going to get very competitive with wireline. The costs are low. It's easier for people to compete. I mean, you know, maybe Rob Fleischman wants to open up an internet provider here in Concord. I'll get myself an antenna. I'll put it on the top of a tall building, and I'll get customers. And maybe I'll be able to compete.
Well, we'll watch for that. Now, you're also predicting the death of something that we're also very used to using, 2012 marking the end of the disk drive.
Yeah, that's controversial, but I really believe it. I think that all your tablets, all your phones, all use flash memory for storage. I think that a lot of laptops, most of the laptops you can buy with what they call solid-state disk or flash storage. I think that disk drives are really on their way out in almost all of our computing devices. I think you're going to see disk drives as, you know, the $40 terabyte USB drive that you back things up on. I think disk drives are going to become what tape was years ago, and that is mostly backup. Now, sure, your cloud, the folks in the cloud are going to have drives, and maybe you'll back up your devices to the cloud. Apple certainly has services. There are tons of services like Dropbox and others that do backup of your devices. But I think the idea that you're going to go to the store and buy a computing device and it's going to have a spinning disk in it, I think those days are really over or coming to an end very quickly.
So the last year when we really saw the cloud emerge as a place to keep our music, cell phone contacts, emails, will more people embrace the cloud? It seems like there is a little bit of a hoop to jump through for people.
I agree, but the advantage is huge. The idea of using email in the cloud, which most people do, whether they know it or not, most of their email comes from another place like Google Mail or Yahoo Mail or Apple Mail. But having your contacts, your calendar, and your photos in the cloud is wonderful. Being able to say, geez, you know, I'm keeping my address book in the cloud and my calendar for my wife or my coworkers to share and being able to publish it and restrict it to different people is really wonderful and convenient. And even myself, I've really found the use of photos in the cloud wonderful. I can take a picture with my iPhone and it shows up on my wife's iPad without me doing anything. And even if those applications aren't compelling to you, I think the use of a cloud for syncing devices, I think the idea that you come home and take your iPhone or your Droid device and plug it into your computer to back it up or sync, I think those are over. I think it's all going to happen over the wireless network.
All right. So there's another area of interest for you in technology, particularly solar technology. What will 2012 bring for these technologies?
Solar prices, PV, photovoltaic, is going down in price all the time. The Chinese manufacturing facilities have gotten more and more efficient. The prices of panels have come down. And I think maybe for the first time in the next 12 to 24 months, someone like myself who's good at the math will look at it and say that there are certain areas of the country that get a lot of sun, particularly Southwest, where solar PV is going to become, for the first time, really a no-brainer, where you're going to look at it and say, you know, if I buy these solar panels for my house, the payback is going to be less than 10 years, maybe 5 years. And that's really exciting. Because up to now, it's really been a stretch. It's more of a heart decision than a head decision. Mm-hmm. And I think in the next 12 to 24 months, you'll be able to do the math and say, wow, solar panels on my home, if you live in the right part of the country, are going to make great sense.
Well, Rob, I really appreciate you coming here.
Thanks so much. It's always great. I hope some of the things I say turn out to be true.
Well, we're not going to hold you to them.
Thank you so much.
Rob Fleischman, Chief Technology Officer at ZeroCoal. He's also a serial entrepreneur and a computer scientist. He's also word of mouth's favorite explainer of all things tech. For more on what he sees in his crystal ball for 2012, you can go on over to wordofmouthradio.org. And while you're there, let us know what you think is coming down the high-tech highway in the upcoming year. You can also connect with us on Facebook or send us a tweet at Word of Mouth.